Besides being Election Day, it's Startup Wisconsin Week, with dozens of events around the state highlighting entrepreneurs in technology and other businesses. A newly released analysis finds the state of the startup is mixed here. WUWM innovation reporter Chuck Quernbach has the story.
The website Wisconsin Inno has been tracking venture capital deals with state companies. The site says $186 million have been invested in 60 firms so far this year. The amount of money is up a bit from 2017, and the number of deals may soon equal last year. In southeastern Wisconsin, the dollar figure is down, but deal numbers are up. Wisconsin Inno senior editor Jim Dahlke says Wisconsin is somewhere in the middle of states.
Kind of falling below places like Michigan, Arizona, Indiana, though performing better than places like Kansas, Tennessee, Nevada.
But Dahlke says venture capital numbers don't tell the whole story.
You know, the question isn't, is Milwaukee the greatest place for startup? It is Milwaukee a place to build a great startup? And I think that if you talk to the entrepreneurs here, they will say that this absolutely is a place to build a great startup.
Dahlke spoke Monday to more than 100 people at a kickoff event for Startup Week. During a later panel, investors addressed what's holding Milwaukee back. Ross Leinweber of Bold Coast Capital says the region is building a good foundation for more startups.
What I do think the key question is will the community embrace it? There's a certain risk-averse element in Milwaukee in particular. And I think we need to move beyond that, take risk in a probabilistic, calculated way, and I think we can capitalize on some of those foundational assets that we've built over the last 3 to 5 years.
Another problem is the size of the average venture capital fund nationally is $84 million, while in Milwaukee it has been about a quarter of that. But with the recent $100 million venture capital collaboration between Northwestern Mutual, Johnson Controls, Advocate Aurora Health, and Foxconn, that local average appears to be going up. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support is provided by Dr. Lawrence and Mrs. Hannah Goodman for Innovation Reporting.